And today, as legislators work to hammer out a budget deal, they'll be greeted by teachers also wearing red at the Capitol once again. Red for Ed teachers are mobilizing again to make their voices heard, and their calls for more education funding. They're calling for teachers to head to the Capitol and fill the gallery with as many bodies wearing red as they can get. Rebecca Gorelli is a teacher with Arizona Educators United and is one of the organizers of this effort. Rebecca, what's the message to lawmakers here, especially with time running out?
I believe the message is clear. We are sending the message that we are watching and we are waiting for a budget that is good for our students and good for our state. And so far what we've seen or heard about the budget is that there is not the $1 billion our students need to be restored to 2008 levels. The $300 million being cut because of tax conformity and people not agreeing upon that. And that means those $300 million are not going to be able to be brought back into our classrooms. And if that $300 million is gone this year, that means every single year from now on, that money will not be there. So that's a big issue. And the third thing we are looking for in the budget is the 5% increase for all educators, not just the narrow definition proposed by the governor, but every educator needs that 5% raise. We're asking people to get down to the Capitol to remind the legislators that we're here, we are watching, we are listening to see if all of those elected officials who campaigned on a pro-education platform are actually going to come up with solutions to solve the education crisis here in Arizona.
So this is all beyond the governor's 20 by 2020 plan that put some money into education at the end of sort of the walkouts last year around that time around. Do you think that there's a sense that this was solved with that plan?
Definitely not. We started the Red for Ed movement with five demands. The 20% by 2020 only addresses one of those five demands, and it really leaves our students in the dust. It does nothing for our classrooms. It does nothing for class sizes. It does nothing for counselors. It does nothing for new textbooks, new technology. So literally, only teachers have received a tiny raise so far, not even all educators. So no, we need to see more improvements in our classrooms.
Yeah, and you're it's the final week of school, so the timing of this is getting tight. It sounds like as you get educators out there and as sort of pressure builds, do you think that this is something that teachers are going to be willing to stay out at the Capitol, especially after school ends, if it continues into next week?
Well, I think that's in our favor. I absolutely think teachers will be down there every day that they are now on summer break. Absolutely. And, you know, people have been waiting and watching and just ready to go.
Yeah. You were also speaking out against a voucher expansion bill that would only apply to a handful of families on the Navajo Nation who have been using vouchers to go to private schools mm-hmm. just across the state line in New Mexico. What's mm-hmm. your concern here? Like, do you think that this is really a concern with voucher expansion, even though it's such a narrow problem?
Narrow problems in Arizona tend to increase. So once this door is open, what comes next? What's next in line for this type of legislation? How many more expansions are going to be approved? So what's really troubling is that once you allow this to happen one time, that doesn't mean it will never happen again. As we've seen, they've tried to, you know, redesign the ESA program and, you know, switch the language to say it is something it's not. And so I don't think this should happen at all. This needs to be stopped. And honestly, once that door is open, who knows what comes next?
Hmm. So given the walkouts last year and given the amount of influence that teachers in red at the Capitol had on what happened, just over a year ago now, what kind of motivation do you feel from teachers right now? Like, do you think that you really feel like you haven't made enough of an impact and teachers are getting frustrated?
We have people who are motivated and ready to go at any point in time. They understand that, you know, this is going to be a long journey. Not everything would be fixed in one year of advocacy. And I'd say a good chunk of our members and our supporters understand that this is a long process and that we're in this for the long haul because our kids deserve better. We made a great strides last year. We moved the needle quite a bit. We made education the number one issue in Arizona, and it still is. That's the main thing everyone's talking about right now. And so I think we need to be proud in the fact that we made that happen, But we also are understanding that this is not done. We understand this is going to be a long haul, and some people are turning towards 2020 already and saying, what can we do to organize towards getting pro-education candidates elected?
All right. Rebecca Grilli with Arizona Educators United. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.